You're not allowed to plant your fields on Shavuos. The Chayrish told the Zeraya, and by plowing it, that's called the Tolda. That's a type of a way of making it grow, of Zeraya planting. Going Chayrish lechasis es Azriya. Case where you're plowing now to cover over the seeds. In other words, you already put the seeds in the ground, and now you are plowing to get the dirt over it, which that's also included in Zeraya. So that's also to do a lav on Shavuos. Vayta biyontif. We're talking about now you're doing it on Yom Tov. There's another lav. It's one of the lamates malachis. You're not allowed to be chayrish on plow the ground on Yom Tov, who had it on Shabbos. And vayta kohen v'nozir abeis atuma. It could be this person was a kohen and the person was a nozir. Two different lavim. And he was plowing in a beis atuma, in a beis akvaras. That there's a lav, a kohen is not allowed to go near a beis akvaras to matam himself. And the wadin of Nozir is not allowed to go into the base of Kavaros to be Matam himself. So these are all separate, eight different lavim you have here. Shrashi of Klayim Bekerim, to Bahadi the Kochorish, that when you're plowing, Mechapi, you're covering over the Klayim. Via Mechapi Beklayim, somebody covers over the Klayim, Loike, you get Malkus. Sarei Chamisha, this is five so far. For Yom Tiv, Harei Shisha, that's the sixth one. For Shabbos Letoni, why doesn't it say Shabbos here? Mishum Delav, Shenitl Azoros Mrs. Bezdin, whom? The Eloikin Alo. For Shabbos, you don't get Malkus, it's called Lava Nitim, the Azoros Mrs. Bezdin. The Smashenkin Yom Tiv, there's no Chi of Misa, and Yom Tiv is only a Lav, therefore by Yom Tiv you get Malkus. Smashenkin is a Lav, and on Shabbos he holds you don't get Malkus for this Lav, because the Lav is also given the Azoros Mrs. Bezdin. If somebody's Mechal of Shabbos, he's Chi of Misa. So for such a lav, you don't get malchus. Right, so far we have six of the koyin v'nozir abeis atuma sheze beis akvoris. He's plowing now in a beis akvoris in a cemetery. Vu koyin, the person is a koyin is doing this v'nozir v'yesh kan lave the koyin lenefesh leyatama. That's one lav. A koyin is not allowed to be matam himself to a mace. The lav de nozir al nefesh mace leyavoi. There's a special lav for nozir not to be matam himself. So the kitzur, this one person is over eight different lavim for doing this one ma'aseh harishit. There's such a case like that. Now the kasha of Chizkiz Me'esk Rabba is Rabba of Amrin on Hoyul. If you tell me there's a svarah from Hoyul, if something would happen to be mutter, we can sit with mutter right now also. Acharisha le'lechayiv lechura for yomtiv, for doing the moloch of harisha, plowing the ground on yomtiv, for that you should not get malchus. Why not? Hoyo v'chozel kisei dam tzipor. I'll tell you, since on Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a shchita. You're allowed to shech the bird, a tzipor on Yom Tov. You want to eat the bird on Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a shchita. Now, as soon as you make the shchita, when the blood drips down to the floor, there's a mitzvah kisei adam. He's supposed to take the earth and cover it up. Let's say you have no earth there. So you have to make a harisha now in order to make the dirt soft that you could be making a kind of mitzvah kisei adam. So that should be mutter on Yom Tov. So according to you, Rabbah, why don't you say a svara hoyil here? Hoyil, if right next to this harisha that be a dam tzipor, that you would want to do the mitzvah kisi adam, the churu would say, etzah decheloysa, say, that then it should be muti, you should not get malchus. And Rashi says, acharisha zatrashim yishum lav di yom tiv leluki, for the lav of being over the malach on yom tiv, you should not get malchus. Dam tzipor hoyil vi mizdam nilay tziporim v'chayis tuva. Let's say you can have a lot of birds and a lot of chayis, and you don't want to cover up their blood. So l'chur, you'd be allowed to do a harisha to get the ground soft in order to do a mitzvah kisi adam. So why don't you say a svar from hoyil here? He then Tosa speaks out that a harisha lo l'chayiv hoyil v'choz l'kisi adam tzipa. Tosa speaks out, im hoyil adam tzipa b'mokayim, if you had blood there, b'mokayim harisha, in the place where you're being harish, where you're plowing now. We're talking about such a case that if you'd look around for other dirt that's already soft, the blood would dry up in between. So that's why it's called Esadei Chaloysa, so you have no other way to do it. Or you touch this Haidei Maim, or else there'll be water that would mess it up. And if you would wait to get the other dirt, you would not be able to make the Mitzvah Kisui. So in this case, we should have said Esadei Chaloysa, say. Because if you don't do the essay, if you don't start plowing right now, you will not be able to be mekayim this mitzvah of kisi adam. The gam maror is talking about shein yochol akofloi velitloi. You can't just pick up all this blood and take it someplace else to another place where you'll find the dirt. The yimla came because if you could have done one of these two ways, is either look for other dirt, or else like try and pick up this blood and move it someplace else. So if you could be mekayim the mitzvah in a different way, in a different manner, that you would not have to be over the aveira of harishon, you would not have the heter to be over harishon. But shayakam the litcha yesterday say, could the yom resh lakas b'shabbes,
that kol mokem shata moitzi esei v'loisasei im ata yochel akayim shneim is mutav v'yam lav, the klal is yidche esei loisasei. If you can't do it, then the klal is esei is deich loisasei. So that's the shayla here, that here, l'chur, there are cases that right next to the harisha you push your need, or this harisha you need the dirt in order to make the mitzvah sasei of kisi adam. So in this case, we should say esa decholoi sasei. So according to you, Rabbi, that you say this far from hoyel, even if you don't have the dam tzipur or the dam chayis around, but since if you would have the blood, it would be mutter, you should never get malchus for harisha on yomtiv. That's the Gemara's kasha. According this is Rav Chisda's kasha on Rabbi's yisoid of hoyel. Right over. Yeah, so Gemara answers the Shaila to say, Omar Rav Papa, Bar Shmuel, B'yavonim Mekuzolis. I tell you, we're talking about here now, this ground has stones on it. Stones called Mekuzolis. So Rashi really is not girls the word Mekuzolis here. Rashi just says, B'yavonim Blechoz Lekisi. We're talking about here right now that where you are plowing over stony ground. And these stones, right now, the way it is, you can't use it for Kisi. Therefore, there's not chance to say any hail here. Tosis learned what is Bavona Mekuzolis means. Tosis Pirish Rakis. They're a little soft, these stones. Shein Ruyis Lizruya, you could plow and grow in these stones, like a stone, like a hard piece of dirt. But it's not right to use this type of a hard dirt for Kisi Adam until you first crush it down. For Gadibesa Kitzitoy says, Nami, the free Shein Rakis Ruyis Yesli Kinuach. Like there's a Gemara about that, that you use these Avonim Mekuzolis to go to the Beis Kisa to wipe yourself. Since it's very soft, it's good to wipe yourself with it. Mikishen Kosh from other ones that are very hard. So the Tanya says, like your Pirish Akunsha, the Pirish Hossam, the Perakiru Mekuzolis Chodis, it means they're very sharp. The Ochle Yosha Sharp, here it doesn't come out, might not come in if it's sharp or not. See if what Tanya Taka says, Rashi Moch Koykan Minasvarm. Rashi Taka takes out his Gerus, he's not Gerus Mekuzolis, he takes it out of the Svarm. Yeah. So after the Gemara, we're talking about now that you are planting, you are plowing over hard dirt, that you can't use this dirt the way it is right now for Kisi Adam anyway. For the Gemara, no. Roy Lekotchon. For the Gemara, good, it's hard dirt right now. So chop it down, and then you could use this sand for Kisi Adam. So also, there's still a Hechatin, so how you could do this for Kisi Adam? So why do you say you get Malkus for the Tcharisha? Now the Gemara, Fredemar Kasher, Ketisha B'yantiv Mishari, is it mutter to be Kaitish to crush it down on Yomtiv? That's one of the Yad Malachis. How is it mutter to make a Ketisha to crush it down on Yomtiv? So Gemara answers, Royu L'Kaitshon Kalacha Yad. True, Midiraisa, maybe it's awesome, but if you do it with a Shinu, if you do some different manner than the usual manner, Midiraisa, that's always mutter. That's always the klal. Midiraisa, it's only Osi, only over the Issa Diraisa if you do it in the normal manner. Once you do a little bit shinu, a little bit different manner, there's no Issa Diraisa. So I call upon him, Midiraisa, you do have a way how to make a mitzvah kisi adam with this dirt where you're plowing right now. So that's still the kasha according to Rabbi. If you say this far from Hoyo, why do you get Malkus for this harisha, this plowing on Yomtiv? Since there's a hechatim sahal, the Midiraisa, you're not over any averus. So Drashi Rui Lakoshin, this is a kushi, it's a kasha. And the Mariette de Kalacha Yad, Ayde Shinui. Tishvus Biyamu, it's only Yosem Midirabona now. Vechivun de Midiraisa Shori, Pokele Malkus. Since Midiraisa it's Mutter, therefore the Malkus goes off. Right, this Gemara right now is very shver. Or we'll soon see twice about this. Let's just first finish the Gemara just a little bit. So Gemara is fully asked the question now. It's Royal Lekoichon, Dua Kalach Yad. And after Gemara, we're talking about now Bitsunma. We're talking about now it's a harder type of a dirt, rocky part of dirt, very hard. That this here you can't even make a t-shirt, it's not right to use for Kisi Adam. Therefore, that's why you get Malkus, because you're plowing now in such a ground that you cannot use it at all for Kisi Adam, so that's why there's a Malkus. For the Gemara, with such hard dirt, Tsunma Bazriya, can you plow and such? Could you plant there? You can't plant there, but it's so rocky. Moran says, Tsunma Mumala, track on top, it's very rocky, it's very hard. But on the bottom, though, there's nice soft ground. So you're planting into the nice soft ground on the bottom. It's tichuach. It's a soft ground there. For tomorrow, then, v'tepekle mishumofa tichuach. So tepekle mishumofa tichuach, it should be mutter to do. That's mutter. You can make a kisi adam with the offer tichuach. So again, why is the malchus here? It's possible to be doing this now, this harisha, in order to be able to make a kisi adam here. Rav the Gemara, Elo Oma Ma Bar Rav Ashi, we're talking about the case Betino. We're talking about it's like a clay. Rashi tit lachel bowl, like wet clay. That's what we're talking about. So wet clay, no matter what you do with it, it's not roy to use for kisi adam. Rav the Gemara, Betino Vaz Rihu. Is that true? But if it's wet clay, can you plant? Can you, that's like the same kash we had by Tsunma. Can you plant and grow things in wet clay? And the Gemara be Metunta. Metunta Rashi says, Eretz Lecha, it's a very wet type of the ground. Ruyel is Ruyel. There's some type of clay, wet ground, that this wet ground is Roy to plant there. That much you could do there. But the Einai Nasis offer, it's never considered dirt to use for Kisi Adam. In Bola Kesh, even if you come to crush it down. He Madavekas Megvelis. Because right away it gets stuck together with the other soft dirt, and since it's so wet, it becomes like clogs, like mud, that you can't use that for Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam has to dafka be with dried, soft dirt, and here you can never have it. So the kids of the terraces we're talking about on the Hechatims, we're making up a case that you're making this Harisha and Yomtif, that it's in a place that's not possible to make it, to do the mitzvah Kisi Adam with this type of a dirt. And that's why you get Malchus even according to Rava. Because here you cannot say Hoyel. There's no way to say a possibility you won't get Malchus for it.
Yeah, now in the Gemara before, we have to see the Tosfos Ketisha, the Yomtif Mishari. The Gemara asked the Kasha that, good, we're talking about now the dirt was a little bit hard. So the question was though, then make a Ketisha, crush it down to make it soft that you could use it for Kisi Adam. And that the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ketisha, the Yomtif Mishari. How could you say to go crush it down on Yomtiv? That's Nisa Teichin, which is also to do on Yomtiv. So Teichin asked the Kasha, Hikshari Vo, my parak, what's the Gemara's Kasha here? Havadi Shari, Havadi with Smuta, to do this Ketisha, to do this Tchina Nam. Kumoy Harisha, to Shari, Mishum Hoyle? Just like Harisha was saying it's Smuta now. Harisha plowing is also one of the Yabas Malachis. Still was saying it's Smuta, got the Svar of Hoyle. Maybe you're going to need this Harisha to do the Mitzvah Kisi Adam. And we'll say, yes, the Chaloisa say here. So the same thing, say for the lav of Ketisha, say the same thing. Like, yes, the Chaloisa say, it doesn't make enough meaning if it's one lav or two lavs. You're still doing these lavs, I'm an asked him, and carrying the mitzvahs, I say, it should be mutter. It's Ochinami Ketisha, that's one kasha. Very shrek kasha. V'yoyed, another kasha, to Isaiah's Taima, Hechi Porachokad, let's say, Echid Esa, the Kisi Bitcha, Lav, the Yomtiv, Hoen Yomtiv Ninchav, may I say. Because it's a loisa, say, the Yasei. If the klal is an essay, is only deicher a loisa say, but not when with the loisa say there's an essay involved also. Now yomtiv has an essay with it. Sometimes the gemara says this, that you don't say essay deicher loisa say by yomtiv. So what's the avamina here to say that because of the mitzvah essay of kisei adam, you would be allowed to do eshtim's harisha now gemara? And who I didn't? What's the kasha about katisha monashach? Katisha should have also been mutter. Says for Tais learns like this. On the forest Rashbam. The Gemara does not mean to say the pshat should have been as esa deichalais asein. Ela mishum the oz loit sarach lecharisha. Ela liyafo loyofrom. The pshat is for the malachas charisha. There wouldn't be any av malacha. Charisha. The pshat is the malacha is you want the fact that the dirt is fixed. Like you want to be able to make it grow better. You're plowing now that the ground should be better for growing. So you're making an improvement in the ground. That's the Malacha Harisha. That's Takosa. The Gemara's Teres here, Hoyle, if you need it for Kisa Dam as a Pshat, if you need this dirt, not for the purpose of making the ground better, but you want to make a Harisha plowing here in order to have soft ground, to pick it up and take it and use it someplace else to use it for Kisa Dam, there's no Malacha Midiraisa. That's not called Harisha. That's called you being Harish, the Ein Tzorach El Yafara. All you need is just the dirt to take it out and use it someplace else. You don't want the tachlis of the malacha. Like it's called the malacha shechzrich legufa. You don't want the real malacha of plowing to make the ground better. You only want to plow to make the ground soft that you can use it for someplace else. That's called somebody's digging a hole. I'm not just to use the dirt, not to use the hole. Which is mutter midiraisa. So that was the Gemara's kasha here. On charisha, it should have been mutter. Because it's a malacha shechzrich legufa. So now it's very good our Gemara. Where the Gemara has a kasha to make a katisha, to make a tchina, that's the Gemara's kasha. There is no heter. There your mom is doing the block of tchina. Tchina is like grinding. You have a hard piece of ground that you want to chop it up and make it soft. That's mamish and av melacha. But that is no heter.
So it's a very good one. This, the Gemara had to answer, do it with a shinui. If you do it some differently, there's different manner, that's muti midiraisa. Once it's muti midiraisa, sakopon, and you have the swar of hoyol midiraisa that takes off, you should not get malchus. So that was the kasha on Rabbah. Why does it say here you get 8 malchus in, you should only get 7 malchus in? And that the Gemara gives a teretz. We're talking about such a type of a ground that bechlal you cannot be mekayim mitzvah kisi adam with this type of ground. Therefore, there's no hoyel here, and that's why you get malchus even for this charisha which is being done on Yom Tov.
Yeah. So the Gemara vayta eis v'yabai. Abai is going to ask another kasha now. Eis v'yabai. Hamavashel do alocha. Hamavashel gid hanosha b'cholov b'yomtif. Somebody cooks the gid hanosha, that's also to eat, with milk on yomtif. The oichloi, and he also eats it on yomtif, loike chomish. He's over 5 different lavim, 5 different malchus, and he gets 5 times. Loike mishum avashel gid b'yomtif. That's one thing. You're not allowed to eat the gid hanosha, it's also to eat it. So if you cook it on yomtif, you're over the malach of cooking. There's no het of oichl nefesh, because it's not oichl nefesh, it's also to eat it. And when you eat it, you're also over the aveira of eating gid hanosha that's allowed to eat it. As before, gid hanosha is considered like bosar, and it's a lav hatera to cook bosar b'cholav. That's another lav that you're over. Stam cooking bosar b'cholav. There's another malchus for eating the bosar b'cholav. It's bosar b'cholav. There's a lav not to cook it and not to eat it. For loike mishum havara. And another malchus, the fifth one is mishum havara. You're making a fire. It's to make this fire in order to cook up this. You're not sure it's also to do on yomtiv. Because like that's not considered sarfa yachal nefesh. Since you're not allowed to eat it on yomtiv. So these are the 5 malchus in you get. Like Rashi says, mishum havara. And before Rashi says, loike mishum havasha git bi yomtiv. Bishol she'ino ruya. This is called cooking that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov. For like mishum mavashel, you like mishum cooking, and like mishum mavashel bosa becholav. Afidu huchel, even the middle of the weekday, you would have had this lav of cooking milk and meat together. Uksar, but this time holds yesh begid b'nois and tama bosarim. So machlekes in the Gemara in Chulin, does this gid hanosha, this vein, have some taste to it that is considered like meat, or it has no taste? It's considered like eight piam, like a stick. It doesn't have a shame bosar meat on it. So this man the Yoma that said that if you're cooking it, you're over the aveiro of Bosra B'cholav, holds that it is considered Yesh B'gidim Reisim Tam. Yeah. Rashi Mishum Avoro. Shlo L'Tzarech, the Avoro Moloch L'Yatzim, or Bishum Loch L'Yatzim. There are 2 different malchus in it. There are 2 different lavs here. There's a lav not to cook that we had before, and now there's a new lav not to havoro, not to burn. You only have a right to burn on Yom Tov something that's called a Tzarech Eichon Nefesh. If it's not a Tzarech Eichon Nefesh, it's Takosim.
Yeah. So this the Gemara has the kasha now.
The Amrin and Hoyel, there's a kasha and you rob it. You're going to tell me, you say this far from Hoyel, if something happens, you should not get malchus for this malacha of making fire, of burning something. Hoyel de chazile letzarkai. Because since this fire that you're burning the wood right now, you could use the heat for a tzarkai. Like Bishash, you put the, let's say you have a fire there ready. Now you put some wood into the fire. So that should be mutter, because it's possible to use this for purpose of heter. Now gradually you put on it this gid hanosha to cook. But b'shashim, you're burning the wood, it's possible that you use it for midi the chazilei. So let's say hoyim. Or malay, the answer again is not the true. Apik havora v'yayel gid hanosha shonaveila. Take out, there's no lav here for havora, for the burning of it, because the burning of the wood right now, that's mutter, because of the swarav hoyim. Hoyle, if you want to use this heat that comes out of the burning wood for purpose of heter, so even though now you're doing it for purpose of issa, you should not get malchus. Do you know what the fifth malchus is? It's a nevela also. Trashi gid hanosha she nevela. The loika al achilosim is a nevela. You get a special malchus because it's a nevela. Like we're saying, like Rashi said before, this man the Yom holds yesh begidim b'noisen tam. The gid hanosha has a taste like meat, so it's considered like the meat. And when the terrorist says in the veil you're not allowed to eat, it goes any part of the meat that's in the veil, you're not allowed to eat. So the issa in the veil goes upon the gid hanosha also. So by eating this gid hanosha, you're over a malchus feeding the veil also. So that's the fifth malchus here. For the Gemara, not like that, but Tony Rebbe Chia.
loikin, out of these five malkasin that you get here, shtayim alachilosi, only two malkasin are for eating. V'shola shal bishuloi, and three of them are negated to cooking up. V'isin, according to you, what you want to say now, we're talking about this nevela is involved, that the gid hamashrik didn't come from a kosher behemam, it came from a nevela. Shola shal achilosi miboilei, there are three malkasin just for eating. There's the malkas of eating bosa v'cholum, there's the malkas of eating the gid hanosha, and there's the malkas of eating nevela. And he said, not like that. Reb Chiya said there's only two for eating. So the way we were learning before, it's very good. Havara, that's one. And then you have Bishul, that's two. And then you have Bishul, Bosa v'cholov, that's three. And the Gemara, Ela Apek Havara, true. You have to, Havara you have to take out. That you are right. Because according to Rabbah, you say it's for a Hoyel. Since by burning of this wood could be used for a hetadika person, you will not get malchus for this cooking. The ayel atse muksa. And put in that we're talking about this wood was muksa. It's atse muksa. That's what we're talking about. That the wood itself was muksa. And muksa dika wood, you're not allowed to use on Yom Tif or on Shabbos. And the Havimina right now, it's mamash ibnosim adiraisa. So that's the malchus you get for using wood that's muksa. Muksa means it was set aside not for the purpose to be used on Yom Tif, and that's the Havimino now, that's also Midiraisu. But the Gemara, the Kasha though, or muksa diraisu, is the Issa muksa Midiraisu? We know from the Masechta Shabbos, muksa is only Midirabonim. So Akzera is why they asked the muksa, but not Midiraisu. Omla Yin, so when it says back, yes, I'll tell you, Taika Rabba holds that Muksa is also Midiraisin. The Pasuk says, Vahoya Bayeim Ashishi, should be the sixth day, which is usually Friday, Vehechino Eisashe Yaviyu. And you should make Achon, you should prepare for whatever you want to use tomorrow for Shabbos. So this is Lukurinas, this is a limud of Muksa. So whatever you want to use on Shabbos, you have to prepare before Shabbos to be able to use it. So something you did not make any preparation before Shabbos to use, you had no das at all to use this wood. The Moshe, you had wood set aside, the Chvesh, you plan to sell it, to plan to use it for something else, but not to use it for firewood. So your Muksa, you took away your mind from using it before Yom Tif, so that's Muksa. So now on Yom Tif, you are now allowed to take that wood and use it to burn with. So that's what we're talking about here. The title could be Muksa Zosim Midiraisa. That's the Havimina. And that's the third malchus you get for using the Muksa Dika wood. That's the malchus you get. And the Pasuk is from Bohoya Biyam Mashishi. The Azarosa, where's the lav? Though Mihocha. Olesasa Komalocha. Goes into the regular lav. Olesasa Komalocha. This is the Havimina. So Rashi says, Muksa the Yiraisa, before Vayal Atze Muksa, the Hashta Lekla Mei Mahoyul, the Midiraisa Osel Eshtamesh Biyesh Muksa Biyamtev. Now there's no heter of hoyel if you could use it for heter. Because the fire, the heat that comes out of atzei muksa, there's no heter at all. You're not allowed to be mishtamish, you're not allowed to use wood that's muksa on Yom Tif. But the Mars Kashas though, muksa the Isis, Drashi Bitsmiya, Tavakasha. We always learned that muksa is only with the Rabbonin. So Mars says, yes, this is only the Havimin. We're soon still Khur, we slug up the. We come to Maskana that Muksa Tak is not Midiraisa. But right now the Havimin is yes, that Muksa is Midiraisa. That the Pasuk says, Bahoya Biya Mashishi Behechinu. So Drashi be Mizumin, that means you have to prepare it. Shemizamin Kol Tsarki Hayim. You have to prepare everything you want to use tomorrow on Shabbos or Yom Tov before Shabbos and Yom Tov. For Yomim, you have to speak out, say with your mouth. Dovazel Litzarech Hayim. This thing I want to use. To Mishum Torech Malacha Shabbos Leitzarech the Hakosim The Pasuk already said that you should cook and bake before Shabbos. For Shabbos, V'chivun D'Lav Mizumenu. So the Pasuk is talking about that you have to prepare. So since this wood you did not prepare, did not speak out before Yom Tov Shabbos to say. I'm talking about Yom Tov now. You did not speak out before Yom Tov that you want to use this wood. The Hakosim Koru Hachona. And the pasuk calls it achana. Heavy la malacha. It's considered a malacha having enjoyment from this wood. So this is the pshat according to Rava. The fifth malchus that you get here is for using this muksadik wood. That's what's awesome. Even though the Fiyemis, the Gemara and Beitza says that Rava learns out from this pasuk boy of Yemeshishi, the famous sugi of achana the Rava. If an egg was born on Yom Tif, it's also teated on Yom Tif, because we say it was prepared a gzeira when Shabbos comes out after Yom Tif. It's considered the egg is being prepared on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tov. That's the way, Mitzvah, when we see Masech Tebeya, we'll see exactly what Rabbi, how he dashes this Pasuk. But right now here, the Havamina reads that from this Pasuk we learn out, do you say that Muksa is also Midiraisa, to have Hanor from the wood of Muksa. So Gemara is back a kasha. Omalei, fi ho'atu di amrit, you yourself, you Rabbi Gufa said like this, that boy in the name of Rav Chisda, they asked this question from Rav Chisda, fi amrilo, and some say boy in the name of Rav Huna, that they asked the shala from Rav Huna, heviyu se me efer, let's say they brought a se, from the efer of Rashi, that means ochui, that was in the pasturing outside, or muksu, it was muksu, you didn't have that to use it before Yom Tov for Shabbos. She'enichnas liyishu yom rabin. There's talking about a seah sheep that was outside in the fields a long time, and it didn't come into the house before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. So you didn't have in that, you didn't have in mind to use this sheep, this seah for carbon. Now, heviyu seah meyefer, on Yom Tov on Shabbos, they brought you this seah, they brought you this sheep that was outside in the fields for a long time. V'shochatu tomid b'yom tov. And they shechted it for korban atomid on Yom Tov. Maha, what's the halacha? So Rashi says, tomid, oila shel tzibur. They brought it for the korban atomid in the morning, which is a korban oila for those tzibur. Mali korv, can you be makri of this korban or not? That was the shayla. And what's the shayla? Since it's muksa, you did not have das to use this before Shabbos and before Yom Tov. Maybe it's also to use this for a korban on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it's muksa. That was the shayla. Can you use such an animal or not? And you answered back, the Ata Matalo, and you goofy answered back and said like this, the Matalon Olo se v'loy habchor achas v'loy meiser min hatzoin v'loy hapalvis. Rashi says se v'loy habchor mas nisni, this is a brisa, or dorsha krod yecheskel, the dash is now a posik in yecheskel, carbi carbonus, is talking about carbonus over there. The posik says v'se achas, one sheep min hatzoin, from the sheep, or min hamasayin, from 200 mimashki Yisrael, from the water that Yisrael could drink. The Vidashin se means v'lo yesabchor. The se mashma sheiruya liyois bein zocher ben akeva. A sheep means whether it's a zocher, whether in a keva. The kulam bechlal se, the rule bechlal, the word se. Ul bechor einu el zocher. Mashenkin the bechor we know is only from a zocher, from a male. So therefore the pasuk is saying now se and not a bechor. Achas one v'loy maisa. Trash v'loy maisa. The maisa behema ainu roya lagdisha lekorav acher. Lekorben acher. V'ochi mashma echot she levadoi. V'loy ze sheinu bo elo mechlal asara. In other words, we're saying now that you can't use these things for other kabonis. Because the pasuk says one mashma comes by itself. Not a ma'aseh behema which doesn't come by itself. Ma'aseh behema is when you have new 10 behemoths that were born, you have to take one of the 10 and bring it for korban ma'aseh behema. Right? The pasuk says min hatzoin for loy hapalvis. Min hatzoin is a trashi. Veloy kol hatzoin, from the sheep and not all the sheep. Miyutahu, this is a miyut. Loy tse palgus, that a palgus you cannot use. What does a palgus mean? That means yotze mechlal kevis, it went out of the years of a kevis. When a sheep is 1 year old, it's called a kevis. Or lechlal ayel loy bo, it didn't get to, when it gets 2 years old already, it's called an ayel. Now this is in the 13th month, it doesn't have a shame ayel yet, but it's too old already to be called a kevis. Vayno kol chodesh loy shosu, the 13th month. The kevis ben shanu, a kevis is always considered the first 12 months the sheep is alive, that's called a kevis. The ayel, what's called an ayel? Mishenichnas l'shon eshniya chodesh shalom. After it's 13 months old, after it lived a complete month in the second year, that's called an ayel. V'achim beforish from masechta parah. That's what the Gemara and masechta parah dashes. So that's this pasuk here. Min hatzoin, from the tzoin, not all the tzoins. V'loy hapalgus, you can't use a palgus. Min hamasayim, what does it mean? One from 200. Mi moiser shtei mois. Something that shenishtayim abor. From 1 200 that's left over in the bor. So Rashi says, "Our korchich anechosim koi." Here Yecheskel was talking about bringing the nechosim, bringing the nesachim, the wine that they put on the mizbeach. Okomer, and he says, "Hey, viu anesachim alav, bring the nesachim on this korban." Min ha-masayim from 200. What does that mean? She yishtairu masayim bebor hayayin. That you have 200 left over from the bor of the yain. Vaita. Mikan, from here we darshin lo orlo shevetele b'masayim, that orlo is bottle in 200. The pasuk says mina masayim, from 200. We see there's such a shear of something is bottle in 200. So darshin mikan lo orlo shevetele b'masayim dila v'she isemure. But if we're not talking about this wine got mixed up with something that's also amai matzrich masayim, why do you have to have 200 denounce of it here? Ubi alma, yeah.
ubisifri nafkulon shapid ola klar karen batela b'masayim. V'hai mikan lav davka. El afkan ato yochel lismich ksas. Here's also ksas asmachtem. Had Yecheskel said something to do with 200, what does 200 have to do here? That certain halachas, the halachas of bittul, is not bought until you have 200 times as much of it. Like here by Orla and Klai Kerem is only bottle bimosayim. The end of the pasuk says, Mimashki Yisrael, it has to be something that Yisrael could drink. Min hamutul Yisrael, it has to be some animal that it was mutter for Yisrael to eat it. Mikan omru ein meviim nesochim min hatevel. Or some of the vaitas going back to the nesochim, bringing the wine. That you can't bring wine for the mizbeach, for the nesochim, from tevel, that's something for Yisrael to eat. Because it has to be something that if not for the Yisra Kutchim on it, it would have been mutter for Yisrael to eat it. Yochalai would think, now this is what Magaya to us. Yochalai would think, lo yavim in amuksam, that you can't bring an animal for korban. That's muksam. Or Mata, the Gemara says no. Ma tevel meyuchad, just like tevel. Tevel is awesome. Why? Why is tevel awesome? Tevel means the fruit, the pear that you didn't take off Trumas Amaisis yet. She'isure gufa garamlo. It's an if in the gufa zach. When it was grown with tevel. You're not allowed to eat tevel until you first take off Trumas Amaisis. That's called an iser begufay. Avkan, avkoil she'isure gufay garamlo. Who than anything that it's also machmasatzmai. If it's a cheft of the isur or something, we're not allowed to eat because it itself is also from these things you can't bring a mashke, you can't bring a sochim, you can't bring a garment from. Ma shein kein yotza muksa, muksa is different. Shein isa gufa gorem loy. It's not an isa machna the gufa dover is muksa. There's nothing wrong with it. In the middle of the week, they're allowed to use it. There's no chefs of the isur here. El isa dover acham gorem loy. There's a different isa. It's Rashi Shabbos. Machmas the Kedusha Shabbos on Shabbos you're not allowed to use muksa. But that's not considered a gufa dover chefs of the isur. The raya is in the middle of the week that you are allowed to use muksa. So the kids said that the widashi mimashke Yisrael. You're only allowed to use things for kavonis that we were allowed to eat, that a Yisrael could have eaten it. If not for the Yisr, if not for the Yisr Hegdish, it may have to be something that's also machmas atzmai. It's a chefs of the Yisr. Mashank is something that's only also machmas dovracha, like by muksa, that's mutter to use for kachim. Now the kasher is, viyamrit is some muksa diraisa. If you can tell me though that muksa is also to use midiraisa on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Mali yisa gufa, mali yisa dovracha. Might not be mean if this is an issa machmas Shabbos, an issa machmas atzmoi, but a kopon of midiraisa, you are not allowed to use muksa on Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, it should be also to use muksa. You can't bring a korban on Shabbos, that's muksa. You had this animal that was pasturing out in the fields for a few days. And before Shabbos, you did not have bath to use it. You should not be allowed to use it midiraisa. It should be posel for korban. That's not called mimashki Yisrael. Mimashki Yisrael was saying now that means something that Yisrael is allowed to use it, if not for the Yisakotchim. Muksa, even if it's not hegdish, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. You're telling me now it's also midiraisa. So this is one riot where we dash in this posel in Yecheskel that we only aser things that are also machmas atzma, not muksa, that muksa is mutter to use midiraisa. Havad, it was only with the Rabbonim that it's also to use something that's muksa, to have enough of something that's muksa. Weiter, the Yerid, I have another crasher on you. Ha'atu the Yarmut, you were the one that said, Chilik Malachas L'Shabbos, that on Shabbos, if you do different Malachas, you get Malchus, or you get Misa, or Chiv Chattis, for each one separately. V'yein Chilik Malachas L'Yomtif, but on Yomtif, if you do two Malachas, you don't get two Malchus, and you only get one Malchus in. So it's Shveha then. How do you have five Malchus? And you were talking about on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov you say there's no Chilik Malachus. So the Rashi, if you have Chilik Malachus to Yom Tov, Shemosa Shtei Malachus amazing. If somebody did two Malachus willingly, ain't a like Yishtayim. You say you don't get two Malchus in. Vacha be Yom Tov kemi. You're talking about Yom Tov here. Or Mechayev Eslei Mishum Yom Tov Tarti. You want to be Mechayev two Malachus for Yom Tov. What are the two Yom Tov Dikam Malachus? You want to mechayim mishum muksa or mishum mavasho gid biyomtiv of a special malacha of muksa and of bishul on yomtiv. So that can't be. You yourself, Rabbi, holds that there's no chilik malachas on yomtiv. You only get one malchus no matter how many malachas you do. So my answer is ela afik havora v'yayel atzi asherah and echnami. Take out havora and put better in atzi asherah. V'yazora mehocha. You're having hanor from mamish the wood that came from avoy dezora. Since it's not a Yom Tov Dikalochem, therefore you get a separate Malkis for having Hanor from the Atzi Asherah. The Yazor of Nehoch, the Vos says, well, Yadbek Biyot Chamuma, Menachem, you can't have any Hanor at all from Avodah Zarah.
So mil is good while you get the five malchus in here. There's no kasha on rabar over here. That's why we have five malchus in. That you don't have any hoil here. We're talking about now not mishum havara. Al savara, maybe there would have been a svara of hoil. We're talking about now what you're using is atzei ashera. Using wood from an avodah zara. That there's no heter at all till you have anor from the wood. Therefore, this is the fifth malchus you get. So while there's no kasha on rabar. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding daf memches. Yes, last shaila was again. We wanted a taina that we put in atzei muksa. That one of the lav you get for cooking on yom tefir is because you're using atzei muksa, which is osim midiraisa. That the gemara kasha, no muksa is not osim midiraisa. We had a raya from last posik. So we said boy menem Rav Chisda again nochmos less come on daf mem zayinam abeis. That boy menem Rav Chisda v'amulah boy menem Rafuna. Mal, what's the loch if you take for korban atomid that you want to bring on Shabbos morning? If you take this set of sheep that's muksa that was pasturing outside in the fields for the last few days, you never had achon on it. The yatter matna lon is you rav a gufa answered us, rab you gufa answered us, and said like this: that Allah the vidashin a posik in Yecheskel that says like this: Allah se v'loy habchor. We dashin v'yamatalon alois seb lo yabchor. The pasuk says for korban atomid you have to bring a seb and not a bechor. A bechor is possible for a korban atomid. Achat it says one v'loy meiser, not from meiser which has to come from ten, a one of ten. Minat soin v'loy apalgus. It has to be a soin, not a palgus. Like Rashi said, either it has to be a keves 1 year old or else an ayil is more than 13 months old. But the 13th month is called a palgus. You can't bring that for korban atomid.